And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the now former Mavericks head coach, Jason Kidd, to tell his side of this story. Good morning, Coach, and thank you for joining us.
What?
I said thank you for joining us.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm joining you. I mean, I don't have like a team of surgeons on standby ready to graft my skin onto yours so that we can share a liver and certain vital organs and make it uncomfortable when we go out on dates with girl women and then one of us has to pretend that we're ignoring what's going on when the other one's in the back of a third generation Avalon as the other guy's trying to third base some divorcee who starts crying in the middle of it because she's not over the divorce and you forgot to wash the jalapenos off your hands after a sloppy fajita building exercise. She's complaining of the burning and she's asking you if you can just take her home. So I'm not sure why you're claiming that you and I, that I'm conjoining you. That's weird.
No, we just wanted to talk to you. We understand it's a tough day, even though you're laughing. I know it's a tough thing, given the fact that the Mavericks gave you your walking papers.
Well, I don't think they gave me any walking papers. I mean, they didn't give me any papers at all. And although I did request the Dallas Morning News and the Sacramento Bee and the Memphis Commercial Appeal, but they didn't give them to me. And I don't really know if they skipped my daily broadsheet request fulfillment because I was no longer an employee or whether they just didn't think it was a good idea to read papers while I was walking. So maybe that's why they didn't give me my walking papers. But nevertheless, I think the fact remains that you're way off base.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's
that is a fact.
When you claim that the DeMont-led Mavericks delivered unto me some bipedal newsprint reading materials, that was just way off.
George, I thought that was way off,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry.
Jason Kidd joining us here on the Ticket. Well, how does it feel to be fired?
Well, I wouldn't say I was fired. I mean, I'm not a pizza or a s'more. I mean, how would I be fired? I mean, if I was going to be fired, I would think that would be like a war crime because flamethrowers are illegal in 31 states plus Puerto Rico. And if I felt that the Mavericks wanted to fire me, then maybe I would have purchased an asbestos tuxedo. And I know there's only two places in the Metroplex that even sell those. And the Mavs never told me I had to get asbestos formal wear. So I wouldn't say that I was fired. I mean, that's kind of crazy that you're insisting that I've been injured by flame.
No.
I mean, you have an overactive, dare I say, violent imagination because there ain't no conflagration in Kid Nation.
Oh, man. No, I didn't mean that you were actually held to flame. I meant more like you were made redundant.
What?
Oh, no. That's...
How do you make someone redundant? I mean, you can't make someone into a reclining bicycle that looks silly going around White Rock Lake.
That's a recumbent.
I mean, where are you getting your information from? Your bottom booty hole?
Yeah, Craig.
I mean, how many stupid ideas can one man fit and store in his anus anyway?
All right, this is Jason Kidd with us. Were you just basically told by the Mavericks that they want to go in a different direction?
Well, I don't know if they want to go in a different direction. I mean, what direction are you talking about? Like if they're playing the Thunder? I mean, when I was coach, we always just went north. But it seems like you're saying the Mavericks are wanting to start flying south.
No.
So they can travel across the South Pole and on around to the North Pole and then on down to Oklahoma City to get to Paycom Center.
Yeah, George.
I just think that's change for change's sake.
No,
right? What is change for change's sake? You mean I'm going to give two nickels just to give two nickels to somebody? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, good. He crossed himself
up. Where are you getting into these denominations of coinage? I mean, that's just crazy.
I didn't.
Well, are you going to take some time off now to kind of get your ducks in a row?
Well, I wouldn't say that I own any ducks. I mean, I'm not looking to purchase any waterfowl of any sort, so I'm not sure where you're going with that. And I'm not sure what pond-based publication you read that said that I was looking to acquire a wood duck or a northern pintail or American teal, much less a bufflehead or canvasback or ringnecked or the impressively plumed hooded merganser. I mean, even if I did obtain them, I mean, what makes you think I'm so OCD enough to force free-willed wildlife into standing in an orderly fashion like a row?
I mean, it's just like a saying. Never mind.
Seems like a pretty dickish move for a former NBA coach who's trying to get things together in preparation for a next job to sit around organizing waterfowl. How would that help me in a sports-related job search, big guy?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, Coach.
Well, hey, you were always accessible to us. You were always good to us in your time here in Dallas, and we'd just like to thank you for your time.
Thank you. What? I didn't give you any time. Once again, I don't have the ability to grant time or grant space, much less grant any space time. I mean, where are you going with this? You guys in the media, you just make up stuff. You just totally make up the fact that fired head coaches have the ability to grant longer lifespans by giving time.
Just trying to say thank you, that's all.
Let's just all celebrate this is the last time I ever talk to you guys.
Hopefully not.
No, you'll be back at some point. Bye, Coach. He's still laughing. He's happy about the whole thing.
Does that mean he got the last laugh in all of this?
Yes, that's what it is. He got the last laugh. All right, there goes Jason Kidd.